Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Feliciano, and it's Audio Mode Day 4. I just wanted to come on here and talk about a couple applications that I use on a daily basis. Now, I am an iPhone user, and these applications that I will be talking about are VoiceOver Accessible. So the first application that I wanted to show you guys was Google Maps. Google Maps is a free application, and it's really great when it comes to driving, transit, and walking mode. I have not played with the bicycling mode, as I do not bicycle. I don't ride a bicycle. So I'm gonna go ahead and launch the application. Here it is. Google Maps, query, search, text field. Now, Google Maps is a really great application, especially when driving, because in driving mode, this application has been the best compared to other applications that I have used. The great thing about this application is that you don't necessarily need to know the address of the business, because as long as you have cellular data or a wireless connection, you're able to go ahead and type in the name of the business or address. So I'm gonna go ahead and start off by showing you guys how to get into transit mode and how to get to the list of buses. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to the directions button. Then it's very important to make sure that you are in transit mode before you go ahead and do any changes.
Selected transit mode button.
And we are in that mode. So I'm gonna go ahead and act as if I'm gonna go to the Galleria Mall in Riverside, California.
Bicycling mode, walking mode, cancel, button, my location. Swap starting destination, choose destination, button. Query, text field, is editing, word mode, G-A-A-L-L-L-L-E-E-R-R-I-I-A-A-S-Galleria-A-A-T-T.
Now the great thing about this is that you don't have to type in the whole name of the store. You could just type in some keywords, and then on the upper center of the phone you will have some results.
Galleria Tyler, Riverside, CA.
And there you go.
Galleria Tyler, Riverside, CA.
So I went ahead and double tapped that.
Button.
Then below we should have a list.
Departure 10:06 p.m. button. Options button. 1 hour 22 minutes by HWY-74NS worth at 4:15 a.m. $1.50. Bus 27.
Okay, I'm gonna slow down speech real quick.
Characters, language, containers, edits, hits, volume, speech rate, 9, 8, 8, 7, 6, 55, 5, 4, 35%, 30%, volume, hits, head, containers, language, character, words.
Okay, so if I wanted to plan a trip for tomorrow, like around 3 in the afternoon, I could just simply go to the
options, depart at 10:06 p.m.
Depart at 10:06 p.m. button and double tap that. Then shift my finger above the what would be the home button.
Selected 10. Picker item.
And
adjustable.
Select the time. I'm gonna go ahead and select 2 o'clock.
Selected 1. Selected 2.
Then I'm gonna flick to the right.
Selected 07. Picker item. Selected AM.
Then I'm
gonna
change that to
adjustable.
PM.
Selected PM. Selected 2. Picker item.
Then I'm gonna
adjustable.
Flick to the right to get to the date of tomorrow.
Today. Picker June 5, Thursday.
Then I'm gonna flick to the left to get to done.
Last arrive, selected now, done button.
And now
1 hour 46 minutes via HWY-74NS worth at 2:38 p.m. $1.50. Bus 27.
I will have a list of buses from that time and on. One thing to keep in mind is that turn by turn directions do not work when in transit mode. Only when you are in driving and walking mode. I can't speak for bicycling mode since I have not used that one, but I could imagine that turn by turn directions work for there as well. The other app I wanted to talk about is Transit Mode. Transit. And this application is by Samuel Vermette. It's a free application as well.
Page 1 of Transit. Transit. From here. Search our address. To search our ad nearby. Button.
Now, the reason I like this application is because sometimes you're at a place where you know where buses pass by, but you just want to know how much longer till it gets there. This application is great for that. Because sometimes you don't want to go through Google Maps to go ahead and do this, when this application could just give you instant information. As long as you know what bus you're going to get, you're good to go. So I haven't ventured outside of the nearby button on this application, as Google Maps gives me a lot of information. I went ahead and double tapped on nearby button. So now I'm going to go ahead and flick to the right. As it's past 10 o'clock in the night here in Southern California, there will not be any buses running at the moment. So it might say that there's no schedule.
Showing inactive lines. 27 the Galleria at Tyler Hammond. No scheduled departures.
So that's showing the 27.
Hey, 27 the Galleria at Tyler Hammond. No scheduled departures.
And then that's the other 27. So we have what would be the northbound and the southbound. Now, if there was a schedule for this bus, it will say something like departure in 45 minutes or departure in 12 minutes.
The Galleria at Tyler Hammond. No scheduled departures.
Now, these times are going off of the schedule and aren't considering traffic. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Well, I hope you guys like these applications. And in the future, I may go ahead and demonstrate a application on its own doing some action. So we'll talk to you guys later.